Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have much, but I really want to give a gift to you. I've been wanting you to know that I love you so much. I want to give to you. There's so much I've been wanting to say, but words cannot convey all that I feel inside. Now my heart's an open book. Come close and take a look. I want to give to you. Oh, Lord, I give you praise. This is the gift I choose.
This is my gift.
I give to you.
I give you praise.
This is my gift.
I give to you.
you are right now. You just need to stop just for a few minutes and say thank you, Jesus. Just stop. Hallelujah. He's been good to you. Every time I get up in the morning, I stand on my feet, I say thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You watched over me all night long. You let your angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor on my sick bed. Hey, thank you, Lord. You watch over my children and you keep them. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. but I'm so thankful for my life, my health, my strength. Oh God, I just worship you. I just came to praise you from the bottom of my heart for all you've done for me. I didn't come to ask you to do anything, because I know you love me. You've proven that so many times. I love you, Jesus. I just come to worship you today.
Just because you are.
Afflictions, and I felt all hope was lost. Then I look up to the heavens and I hear a tender voice. I'm the God of time and mysteries, but you may not understand. God of wonder, God of sign, God of miracle, you are the great I am. King of all the earth, we worship and we bow to you. You are God, and forever you will be. I have crossed humanity, been rejected many times. My weakness and my scars seem to get the best of me. I know you've got a better plan, 'cause I hear you turn the voice. You're the God of time and mysteries, but I may not understand. Oh God of wonder, God of sign, God of miracles, you are the great I am. King of all the earth, we worship and we bow to you, for you are God, and forever you will be.
You are great, yes, you are holy one. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. Reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes, you are holy. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Worship you today.
You are great. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As we start this week praising, thanking, and glorifying the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you in the matchless name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we just want to say thank you, Lord, and praise you. You are holy. You are righteous. There is no one like you. As we come together in your presence, there is fullness of joy. So, Lord, we bless your name. We adore you, Jesus. We worship you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. We welcome you in our midst, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Take control in the name of Jesus. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender our bodies, souls, and spirit to you, Holy Spirit. Lead us, direct us, guide us, Holy Spirit. We are totally dependent on you. You are our source. You are our lifeline. Without you, we cannot do anything. And so, Holy Ghost, we bless your name this morning. We praise you, Lord. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We adore you, O God. We magnify your name. We praise your name. Your name is worthy of the praise. Your name is worthy of the glory. Your name is worthy of the honor. We bless your name, Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew our rights in us, O God. We pray for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the holy blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We praise you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the blood speak for us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This morning, Lord, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory. Excuse me, within us, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. We pray for divine angelic assistance. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us, protecting us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, administering your will in our lives in the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels, oh God, to be with us, guiding us, protecting us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you, Lord. Oh, Father, we pray for a fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you. And we thank you for this fresh anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Holy Spirit, move in our lives. Holy Spirit, we ask you to move in a special way this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. He is holy. He is righteous. He is faithful. Hallelujah. And we bless the name of Jesus. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah. This morning there's a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To those of you that's just joining us, we say good morning to you. We love you. Thank you for joining us this morning in the name of Jesus. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord again is speaking about birthing. He is speaking about birthing. Many times when God brings a word, we take this word for granted. And we do what we want to do, which is our choice. And we do what we think. We move according to our intellect. We move according to what we want to do. And we miss out on the blessings. And it's so strange that God will come back this morning, today, being it, I said, the Lord spoke to us a few days ago about birthing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord said that there was a baby that was born within that last 7 days, and we should sow a seed into that baby's life. God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. So what did I do? I text everybody. I sent a word out to everybody. Who knows? Because I didn't know who it was that had this baby. Maybe it was your child or maybe someone you know or connected to that had this baby within that that 7 day range of and I spoke that last week, and the Lord had Monday wished to I think it was Monday we should plant a seed into that child's life, amen, that baby life. And some people have taken it for granted, you know, and some people, you know, we do what we want to do. And that's fine, but Lord, you know, sometimes God wants to bless us. And when he wants to bless us, that's why he brings a word over and over. And to plant a seed into the baby's life, if you're you there's something that you're breaking. There's something that's been loose in your life. There's something that's been birthed. And maybe you don't. I don't care about me. But even if I don't care about me, I care about my kids. I care about my grandkids. And I care about those babies not born yet, my great-grand. I care about my generation because everything I do, I think about the generations after, even when I'm dead. I want my children, my grandchildren, my great to be blessed because of my obedience. We are blessed because of Abraham's obedience to the Lord. He's called the father of faith. When God said, leave your father's and your mother's house and go, when God said this in Genesis 12, Abraham didn't know where he was going, but God said, go. And he followed the word of God and said, I will show you a land. Amen? I will show you something. Let's look at Genesis 12, and I'm not going to keep you this morning. Because why must God twist your hands to bless you? Why you don't have faith and trust? Will it hurt you to plant a seed into a little baby's life? How will it hurt you? You know, we plant seeds for birthdays. We plant seeds for funeral. We plant seeds for things that not even, yes, the dead will be buried. Praise God. It's just a token of love. Oh, love. It's nice. It's nothing wrong because people have planted seeds when my parents died. People planted seeds. Praise God. But it's beautiful. But the best seed you can plant when you listen to God is seed of life, birthing seed. It's called a birthing seed. That person is going to the Lord. They have fought a good fight. They have finished their race. And even, hallelujah. And they're going to God. But let me tell you, that even right now, I totally believe on my loved ones in heaven would prefer for me to plant a seed into a baby. And the Lord is speaking to them to do something with death or to do something with something else. Why? Because of our unbelief. We don't believe. We complain. We don't have this. We don't have that. But we complete. But we can take a $5 and we can wrap it up and do it this and say, shh. We quiet about what we do. But it's up to you. It's up to you. Don't blame God when you don't receive certain things, or you might be dead and gone, and you see your great-grandchild going through changes, and you say, oh, my God, what is happening? And God said, you remember September 2018, I told you I had delivered a word through Apostle Marco of a seed. Did you plant? Saw your heart. I saw your mind. I saw your thoughts. Did you do it? No, Lord, I did not do it. Well, I just thought you were just saying so. So I didn't do it. The Lord said, well, this seed that you didn't plant was tied to that grandchild or was tied to your son or daughter. And because you didn't believe the word, what my prophet said, you didn't believe. So you have chosen death. When I said death, I'm talking about different things, not physical death. You have chosen not to. So what have you done? You have brought things onto your family, or you can't receive this or that. I wanted to bring a surprise to your family. I wanted to bless your family. I wanted to do a special favor, but you refused to believe me. You refused. This is, you know, God is not a man that he should lie. What he says he will do it. And so I'm just saying this today. What today is Sunday. We need to plant that seed and call Sister Mary Emma and send, because that seed is going out to that person, to the lady, for her baby in West Africa, in Liberia. And what's wrong with blessing a mother with an infant? Let's say, even if God didn't say it, what is wrong with blessing a mother with a newborn infant? Let's say if you don't even want to believe what I'm saying. What is wrong with it? Is there something wrong to feed a young baby? Huh? Is there something wrong with that? O ye of little faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Think about it. Call Sister Mary Emma and let her know what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. This is not for next year. God said within 7 days, the days are already gone. Hallelujah. The intent of your heart. What is it? Apostle, I can't do this. I can't do that. We do what we want to do. Amen. We really do. You know, and it's so funny the way the Holy Spirit will show you stuff. And it's funny because God shows us things and say, look, you know, just be still and be quiet. But why must God twist his hand to bless you? Why did you reverence him? Why did you believe in him? Is God telling you to take a seed and plant it or give it to the devil? Or is he telling you to plant a seed in this beautiful infant's life? You can buy milk for that baby. Hallelujah. Father,
the
Hallelujah. Let us get into the Word of God this morning. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, we give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify you. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. As I bring your word forth, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, Lord, and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis 29, reading from verse 15. Hallelujah. Genesis 29. Hallelujah. Reading, from verse 28. Then Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. So he gave him his daughter Rachel as wife also. And Laban gave his maid Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as a maid. Then Jacob also went into Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. And he served with Laban still another 7 years. Then when the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb. But Rachel was barren. When the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened a womb, but Rachel was barren. Rachel and Leah, Jacob's two wives, hallelujah, both of them are barren physically, but because Leah unloved the husband, rejected, the Lord opened her womb. How many of you have been going through things? Rejected. It doesn't have to be a male and female, different things you've been going through, rejected. And the Lord wants to open a door. When you open a womb, you're opening a door of a blessing. Amen. He wants to open a door. Hallelujah. And this is some of the things we're talking about. Different things in our lives when we say this. So he did. And Rachel and Leah had a son. But Rachel was barren for a while. Amen? Barren for a while. Before the Lord opened Rachel's womb. That's called the Genesis 30, verse 22. Then God remember Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. Okay? God saw that Leah was rejected, and he opened her womb. Leah did not even pray for it, but God saw her pain. He saw her pain. She didn't pray to have a child or anything. But God saw it. You see, God sees the heart. He saw it. What she was going through, and he opened her womb. Then you see Rachel. The Bible says in Genesis 30:22, then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. God remembered Rachel. Listen to her. That means Rachel was praying. She was praying. So God heard her prayer. God sees. God knows. God hears. her breast and opened her womb. And then she had who? Joseph. Amen? Then she had Joseph. So God opened a womb for one person because the person was going through trials and tribulations, being rejected. She's not already, she wasn't as pretty as her sister. So God saw and opened. When God saw she was rejected, opened. When God heard Rachel's prayer, God hearing, what is he saying? You might not even be saying it, but he sees it. He knows it. Or it could be your children, your family members. He opened. And then, you know, when we look at this story, Leah lived and Rachel passed away during her second child, the childbirth of what? Of Benjamin. She bore him even the labor pain was so much. Why? That did Rachel pass away and she called him Benoni, man of sorrow. And then Jacob changed his name, Benjamin name, to Benjamin, a son of my righteousness. Why? The last child, man of sorrow. What? Why did she die in childbirth? Because she stole an idol from her father when they were traveling, when they were leaving the land, when Jacob was taking his wife and leaving. She sat on the idol. And Jacob didn't even know she was the one. And so there was a curse, Jacob's curse. And what happened? That curse touched her. And she wasn't able to see that her children grow up. She called the child man of sorrow, but God called him son of righteousness. Perhaps some of us have been called certain names. But God wants to change your name now to daughter of righteousness. Maybe because there's something in your family like curse, and he wants to change that situation around for you unto the glory of his name. Hallelujah. I could go on and on about birthing Peninnah and Hannah in the book of 1 Samuel. Peninnah teased Hannah so much because Hannah was barren. And she was born and Hannah did not have. The Bible said Hannah's husband gave her the worthy portion. Hannah started grieving and went to God and prayed. And God heard her and blessed her. Opened her womb again and blessed her. Samuel. Prophet Samuel. And more children. Amen. Hallelujah. When am I saying all of this? Eli's son's wife was pregnant when the Philistines beat Israel in the war and the Ark of the Covenant was taken. Ichabod, she had a child and his name, God's glory has departed. But God is not saying, he wants to bring his glory into your life. He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to multiply. When I say you, not only you, your children, your grandchildren, your generation. Hallelujah. So what are you going to do? Are you going to sit on the fence? It's up to you. Father, I thank you this morning. And I pray, Lord, that even as we go through this week, you will continue to be with us, guiding us, protecting us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for breakthrough. I thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord. I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I ask you to bless their lives in a special way. I pray this evening for the prayer conference and I ask you, Lord, that your name will be glorified. I pray for the speakers that's going to be speaking in the name of Jesus. Let the word come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there anyone wants to say anything to encourage an encouraging word to someone, okay. To those of you that do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, He's extending His free gift of salvation to you this morning. What you need to do is just repeat this prayer after me. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. Please forgive me. Come into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Now help me to live for you the rest of this life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. Welcome to the body of Christ. The angels are rejoicing. Find a Bible believing church. Read your Bible and pray every day. Fellowship with other Christians. Share your faith in Christ with other Christians. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Is there anyone who wants to pray for the conference this evening? Can you press one on your keypad before we leave? If you want to say a word for pray for the conference, the upcoming conference is a celebration of honoring Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God and we thank God in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are holy. the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other name. In majesty, he'll come again. So don't you worry, just call the name. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Where the power is. Just call the name Jesus, Lord. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Oh. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to him and him alone. There's nothing he cannot fix for you. Oh.